Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Two for Tuesday if you want to get your requests in. 312-981-7200. And, yeah. So, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Jim Leskowski about a CD that will be benefiting the victims of Hurricane Maria. And we're also going to talk about Old Wives Tales, and we'll have another edition of Pop-Up Video. That's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And there you go. I want to welcome to the studio Michael Smith. He's a film study instructor and the creator of the Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival, which is happening November 28th through December 1st. And all the screenings are free. They're open to the public. And they're at the Footlick Theater at 1600 East Gulf Road in Des Plaines. And let's welcome Michael to the show. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about your background. I mean, you're an author as well, but you're also a teacher and a filmmaker.
Yes.
How did that all start when you were did the film bug hit you young?
It hit me very young. Yeah. I'm from North Carolina originally.
Okay.
And the idea of making movies didn't really, it didn't seem like a possibility for somebody who came from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it probably does. But back then, there were, you know, in the 1980s, there were no film schools.
No film schools, no indie darlings, none of that.
Exactly.
Stuff,
yeah. But I did fall in love with film history because my childhood sort of coincided with the rise in popularity of home video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the VCR, our family got the first VCR in 1984 under the Christmas tree.
We got one in 81.
Oh, you were early.
And it weighed 700 pounds,
yeah.
And I think it cost $2,000.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So my parents, you know, introduced me to classic cinema, and they were not, you know, film buffs, but I think they were kind of curious to see a lot of their favorite films that they just hadn't seen in a long time.
Right, right.
Because they couldn't catch them unless they happened to be on TV or whatever. So they were kind of interested in watching, you know, some old Alfred Hitchcock films or the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, around the age of 10, you know,
are there specific movies that inspired you?
Well, Psycho definitely made a huge impression.
You know, they just released a documentary.
Oh, I'm dying to see it.
About
the shower
scene. And yeah. It's a 90-minute documentary about the shower scene.
I'm super excited to see it.
Yeah. So Psycho is one.
Psycho and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
those were the films that showed me what a director was.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Because my dad showed me The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That was the first Clint Eastwood movie I ever saw. And then I would
watch. Jeez, he dove in head first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he raised me right.
Most kids start with the orangutan movies.
Right, exactly. and then I would watch other Clint Eastwood westerns. You know, I'd watch Hang 'Em High and Joe Kidd or whatever. And they did, you know, something was missing. I thought there's something not here. And it was that sort of exuberant sense of style with the, you know, extreme close-ups of the eyes and the music. And,
there's only one Leone.
Yeah, then I realized, it's the director. That's what I love.
I had a similar experience, but for me it was Halloween when I saw John Carpenter's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I had seen a million movies. I was 13 when that movie came out. It was life-changing for me because I realized I actively looked for his name on the poster after the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I walked out and I wanted to see what the director's name was, even though his name was above the credits.
Yeah.
So that it's kind of a life-changing thing when something like that happens.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I knew that I wanted to have a career that had something to do with movies.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky to do that. So you started, when did you start making films?
In the late 1990s. I moved up here originally to go to theater school at DePaul. And then, like a lot of DePaul students, I ended up dropping out and finishing up at Columbia. So, yeah, the first film production classes I took were at Columbia. And that's kind of what I wanted to do all along. But I think, you know, just growing up in North Carolina, like, I loved I got into theater because I liked acting, because I liked movies.
Right, yeah.
And then when I moved to Chicago, it was like a whole new world.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. We have similar backgrounds, I have to say, because I did theater and I went to Columbia and all that stuff, too. Well, it's interesting. So tell me what you teach.
I teach a whole raft of film history and aesthetics classes. I actually don't teach production, even though I'm a filmmaker.
Right.
I just teach... I teach the kids how to appreciate cinema.
That's cool. Yeah. What are some of the classes some of your favorite things that you do in class?
Well, right now I'm teaching just a basic intro to film class at Oakton, which is great. It's kind of a, you know, historical survey of the history of cinema. I also teach a class called Global Cinema, which allows me to to do kind of a deeper dive into some more obscure national cinemas. And then I teach a class called Perspectives on Film, which I use to teach filmmaking in Chicago. And I love teaching that class because I can actually use my own book as the textbook for the class.
This is how we're segueing into the next topic. You were kind enough to bring me a copy of your book, Flickering Empire, How Chicago Invented the U.S. Film Industry. And I'm so excited to read this. It's such a rich and important history.
Yeah.
And tell me about the writing of this.
Yeah, well, I wrote that with my friend Adam Seltzer. We started writing it in 2010, and it took us about 4.5 years to do all the research and all the writing. And, you know, when we were writing it, we didn't have a contract with anybody. We were just kind of doing it for fun.
Yeah.
But we kind of became obsessed with it because the more research we did, the more fascinating we realized this story was.
Yeah.
And also we realized this is a story that's never been told before in book form.
Which is astonishing.
Which
to
is
me.
Crazy.
Yeah, it, completely. Yeah,
because before Hollywood became Hollywood, Chicago really was the mainstream center of film production for the entire country.
Yeah.
You know, arguably between 1907 and 1913, you know, Chicago was where it was at.
Did you hang out in Uptown when you were researching?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was where we started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we had to go to S&A, on Argyle, which is incredible. I mean, it's changed very little from when Charlie Chaplin was there making his new job in 1915.
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of the highlights of the book that you think are important that people should know in case they're not familiar with just how important the history of Chicago is in the film industry?
Well, Chaplin, obviously, is the gateway, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because his new job is the most famous film produced in Chicago during that era. And it's one of the few that survives. I mean, I think part of the reason why this story isn't as well known as it should be is because so many of the films don't exist. And I think a lot of people don't want to write about movies that are lost. You know, they think, oh, nobody's going to want to read it because they can't see the films.
You said it was 4.5 years to.
Yeah.
What were some of the things that you discovered during research that you were so happy to have discovered and included in the book?
Oh, there were so many. I mean, I think my favorite story is that Adam Seltzer actually went to Rochester, New York, to the George Eastman House, and he saw a couple of films there that cannot be seen anywhere else, including the first film that SNA ever made in 1907, which is called An Awful Skate. And it's a great slapstick comedy. It's like Ben Turpin is the comedian is just skating around the streets of Old Town, and he literally didn't know how to skate, so he's just crashing into people. And it's hilarious. And that film has never been released on home video. It's not on the internet. And when they showed it to Adam, they were showing him a 35mm print.
Wow.
And they left him alone in the room. I mean, he had to pay, I think, $25 an hour to watch these films. And he just took out his iPhone and just recorded it. So I probably shouldn't even be telling this story.
No, you know.
But it's been a few years. And so he brought it back to Chicago so I could see these films and so we could write about them.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of amazing, actually.
And what about the pictures and things in the book?
I actually found all the pictures. Most of them came from the Chicago History Museum, which is actually where the whole thing began, because my mother came to visit me back in 2010, and I took her to the History Museum, because that's what you do.
Right.
You know, you go
right
there to take your family from out of town.
Right.
And I noticed there was a little exhibition devoted to Chicago film history, and it's very small. You know, they have an SNA camera, and I think Chaplin's bamboo cane, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And I saw it there, and I thought, I've always heard about Chaplin coming here and making a film, but I don't know the story.
Right.
And why don't I know the story? Because I teach film history.
Yeah.
So that kind of is what started me, you know, on that whole journey.
When was the book released?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah. We were still writing it when we got a contract with Columbia University Press, and we were just over the moon that they wanted to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think the reason why is because they knew that it was a story that hadn't been told. I mean, there are chapters in other books where you can kind of read about it, but there's never one book devoted just to that.
Right.
That period.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's. I'm glad that you wrote it, and I can't wait to read it. I'm really excited about it. Now, and as we mentioned before, you are also a filmmaker. I want to talk about some of the films that you've made. But Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival, it's 4 years old.
Yes.
Tell me about how it started.
It started back in 2014. The impetus to start it, I think, was, you know, at the beginning of every class I teach, I'll talk to my students about what they've been watching. And, you know, they live in Des Plaines, so they're, whatever they're talking about is what's playing at the multiplex.
Right.
And then I'll kind of talk to them about what I find exciting, and I'll show them trailers for new, you know, indie films and foreign films. And one day a student asked me, how do you hear about all these weird films? And I said, well, you know, I live in Chicago. I mean, it's very easy to see these films here. We have, you know, the Music Box and the Siskel Center and the Landmark and so on and so forth. And so that's kind of what got the gears turning. I thought, you know, I should really bring some films to the northwestern suburbs that would normally never play in a theatrical setting.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I can get the school to give me a little bit of money to do this. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to do it the first year in 2014. And we had a great festival. I mean, our first screening was a film called Empire Builder by Chris Swanberg, which I think is a pretty terrific film. And it was a success. And so the humanities department where I teach, they encouraged me to apply for a grant to do it again the next year on a kind of a bigger scale.
Yeah.
So it's kind of grown every year.
That's great. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. Okay. And we'll come back. I want to talk more about the festival, the films that are going to be playing there as well. And that's all coming up right here on WGN. And it's Michael Smith is with us. He's a film studies instructor. He's an author and the creator of the Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival, which is taking place November 28th through December 1st. Free screenings, and it's open to the public. And we have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. So we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Two for Tuesday requests, get him in there, 312-981-7200. We'll play him a little bit later on. I want to welcome back to the show. My guest currently is Michael Smith, film studies instructor and author, creator of the Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival, which is taking place November 28th through December 1st. It's open to the public. It's free.
Yes.
And it's at the Footlick Theater.
Correct.
1600 East Gulf Road in Des Plaines.
Yes.
Let's talk about the movies that you'll be showing. You're showing three features and a series of shorts.
Yeah, we're showing three shorts on the final day. We've kind of bundled them together into a little hour and 15-minute program.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the films that you're going to be showing.
Very exciting lineup this year. The opening film is Signature Move by Jennifer Reeder, which is a great lesbian love story about a Pakistani Muslim lawyer and her relationship with a Mexican-American woman who owns a bookstore.
That's certainly an original premise.
And there's a lot of wrestling in it, too.
Wow. All right.
Lucha style.
That's my favorite. Mexican lucha wrestling. Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing but fun stuff. And then on Wednesday, our second show is a film called Porto by Gabe Klinger, which is a really great poetic love story.
It's Anton Yelchin's last
movie? It's his last movie. Yeah. And, yeah, he tragically died last year at the age of 27.
Yeah.
But his performance is incredible in it. It's a very intense performance. And it's just a great love story about a chance encounter between an American man and a French woman.
I've seen the trailer for
it. In Portugal. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was such a—I mean, I think that he had so much potential. He was just growing and growing. I mean, he died right when Green Room came
right
out.
Right after Green Room came out.
And that movie, that's a great movie. So Porter will be shown on Wednesday. This will be at 12:30. Signature Move will be shown on Tuesday at 2 p.m. And you're going to have the director and do a Q&A, and it'll be hosted. And
the directors of every film will be present,
wow,
which is the first year where we've had a director for every film show up to do a Q&A.
Wow. So. Well, the third movie is Mercury in Retrograde. Pretty easy to get the director of that one.
Yes, I programmed my own movie.
Tell me about this one.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I wouldn't have done this if it was the premiere, but we just had our world premiere at a festival in North Carolina in September. So I figure, okay, we've been vetted by somebody.
It was in North Carolina. That's man.
It was great.
That must have been fantastic.
Oh,
for
it was
you.
Incredible. Yeah, the Full Bloom Film Festival.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we won an award too for the best narrative feature.
That's so nice, man.
It was very cool.
Well, what's the movie about?
It's about three couples from Chicago who go on vacation to a lakeside cabin in Michigan.
Mm.
And so it's very much a relationship drama about the kind of hidden tensions and secrets that these people have, and they sort of all come to the surface, you know, as they spend 3 days together.
Did you use a lot of local talent?
Well, local and national and international, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very, I feel very blessed by the cast we were able to put together. Chicagoans will know Alana Arenas, who's a Steppenwolf ensemble mm-hmm. member. She's fantastic. Jack C. Newell, who is the director of the Harold Ramis Film School, and a guy named Shane Simmons, who's a fantastic actor who produced Henry Gimbel's Birthday Party.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So that's those are our local actors. And then we got a great French actress, Roxanne Mosquita, who's a great who's an amazing actress. I've been a fan of hers for a very long time, and I can't believe she agreed to make this film for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And a really another great actress from LA named Najara Townsend. Did you ever see the movie Contracted?
No.
It's a horror movie about a young woman who contracts an STD that turns her into a zombie.
Yes. I've not seen it, but I know of it. Yeah.
Well, she's the lead in that. And I saw that a few years ago and was just blown away by the bravery of her performance. So, she plays the lead in Mercury.
That's great.
And then one other person I have to mention. Yeah. The other person is Kevin Webby from Birmingham, Alabama. He was in my first film. So he was the only person I had worked with before.
Oh, okay. And that's Mercury in Retrograde, and that's going to be Thursday, November 30th at 2 p.m. And then you close out the fest with the short films. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the shorts program. We're showing three shorts, and one of them was co-directed by two people. But all three shorts were directed or co-directed by women. So we've always shown a lot of films by female directors. I mean, I mentioned Chris Swanberg earlier, mm-hmm. and we've also shown films by people like Melika Bass and Elizabeth Van Meter. And so... When I wasn't really planning on doing an all-female shorts program, it just kind of so happened that I was watching a lot of shorts to try and find interesting films, and these movies kind of ended up speaking to each other
yeah.
in a way. So I'm really excited to get all of these women on stage and have them speak to each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, it sounds fantastic. Oakton Community College announces the fourth annual pop-up film festival. It's going to be all the screenings are at the Footlick Theater at 1600 East Gulf Road in Des Plaines. It's free. It's open to the public. And you can get Michael's book, Flickering Empire, How Chicago Invented the U.S. Film Industry, as well. And we have all that stuff linked up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Michael, pleasure to meet you, man.
Yeah.
It was great talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with the festival, and good luck with your film.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Michael Smith, everybody. And all the information is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll take a break for the news coming up right after this on 720 WGN.